This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, it's going to be an unbelievable night here on a Tuesday. Why? I don't know. I actually don't have any special reason. I was just really excited to be here. What, Chris? I'm excited to do the show tonight. We're going to talk about American cities. Why does it matter for the country itself? We're going to discuss the criminals taking over things. We'll discuss the budget tonight. We'll discuss the future of Joe Biden. How some people live in a world of make-believe. Oh, Nikki Haley cried today, and it's completely disqualifying how the communists isolate and destroy people. I might even take some calls next hour. I'm just super excited to be here on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I even have a Red Lobster story. I took my boy out to Red Lobster from last night after the show, and that was an adventure. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to talk about something here, and it's a bit of a visual topic, so that's going to make it difficult for radio. But look, Chris, when you can paint masterpieces with words like I do, what, Chris? It's fine if it's a visual topic. Anyway, just know that at the back end of this, I'm going to be discussing the mob of illegals throwing chairs at NYPD cops in an illegal center in New York City. You've probably already seen the video today. If you haven't, it's awful, but I'll get to that there. But I want to first begin here. We are so incredibly blessed to live in this country for so many different reasons. We really are. And the people who have been to the bad parts of the world, to the darker parts of the world, whether it's military, just mission trips, international travel, whatever the case may be, you realize that. I remember when we, the Jesse Kelly Show family, we did a trip to Israel last year. And it was so fun being with you. And Chris was there, and Michael was there, and my family. And it was awesome, right? But we're on these buses, and we're passing through Gaza. Or that area, down in that area. And all these apartments, they are all these crappy, rundown-looking apartments, and they all had these huge black tubs on top of the apartments. And I finally asked one of the guides as we were cruising through on the bus, I said, hey, what are these things? Because I'd never been, right? I just wanted to go see the Holy Land. I'd never been. Hey, what are these things? That was their, I believe it was, two-week supply of water. You got to fill up on water once every 2 weeks. Here's your little tub. Best of luck if you run out. By the way, it's going to be 110 tomorrow and you don't have air conditioning. Have you ever run out of water? You never have run out of water. I know you haven't. I don't even have to qualify that with, well, depending on your income level. It doesn't depend on your income level. You've never run out of water in this country. We have so many blessings here that we don't fully appreciate. And that's not because we're stupid, because you only know what you know, right? You only know what you've lived. You only know what you see. That's all you've ever known. Let's talk about crime, criminal elements, gangs. Now, I'm not going to paint some perfect picture of America and American cities when it comes to crime. Crime has always existed here. It's always existed everywhere. It will always exist. Crime is one of those things that happen. And criminals in America, depending on what era and where you are, have had different amounts of power. Look, as long as we're talking about New York City, let's be frank, there was a time, especially early 19th century to about mid-19th century, where the American mafia, the Italian mafia, they had a big say in New York City. A big say. Did they run everything? No, but they had a hand in a lot. And now you fast forward to today, the American Mafia has been attacked endlessly by the federal government, by the NYPD, by all these different agencies. And they're a shell of what they used to be. Are they still there and powerful? Yeah, they don't run everything. They don't. So I'm not painting a rosy picture of America when it comes to crime. It's just we've gone through what other countries have always gone through. But what we have never appreciated, at least me, you know what? I'll point fingers at myself. What I've not appreciated is the fact that I have always lived in a country where the gangs, the criminals, they were never the authority in the city, in any city. Well, they may have various levels of power, but they were never the authority. You know about Mexico? I know what you see on the news and the movies and things like that, but let's talk for a minute about Mexico. Just stay with me. This is going to come back to America. I've always found this so fascinating. And the more I read about it and talk to friends who know, it just blows me away. Let's talk about the cartels. You know, Mexico is divided up just like America is, right? We'll just call them states, different states. About half of Mexico's states are narco states. When I say narco state, I mean the authority in the state, from the governor, mayor, all of them. The authority is the cartel. The governor either is part of the cartel, works directly for the cartel. Either way, he's not allowed to pick his nose without permission from the cartel. Now, you say that and it doesn't really bring it home for people, so allow me to bring it home for you. Let's say you're in this little community in one of these narco-run states in Mexico, and you want a new school. Your town's got some more people in it. The old school's kind of run down. There was an electrical fire last week, and you need a new school. You don't go down and petition the city council. You don't get up a campaign, hey, let's put posters everywhere and see if we can get a new school. You don't try to raise money for a new school. You, or whoever is going to spearhead this, you have to go talk to the cartel. Straight out of the movies. Hello, Don Lupe. We would love a new school, sir. Could you build us one of those? And he might do it. They do that a lot. He might skin you alive for even bothering him. But he is the authority. There are all kinds of stories. You look into like El Chapo's area in Mexico. He's obviously arrested now, but the Sinaloa cartel is still there, still very powerful. If you were going to have a wedding anywhere in that area, you would not only seek out the cartel's blessing, they might put on the wedding for you. They'll pave your road. They're the authority. Isn't that insane to think that that's how people live in the planet? And I don't even want to single out Mexico. That is how many, many, many places around the world operate. Call it a warlord, call it a gang, call it the mob, whatever you want to call it. The criminals who murder, rape, deal drugs, do whatever, they are the highest authority in the land. It's crazy to think about, right? And it's crazy to watch as American cities turn into this. And that brings me to the visual that hit me so hard today. I think I've watched it. I bet I've watched it 25 times today. So let me set it up for people who have not watched it. There's a big illegal immigrant place where they're stuffing a bunch of the illegals in New York. NYPD, 5-6 cops. I don't remember the exact amount, but it's not one guy. You know, it's a few. They go rolling in there to arrest somebody. The guy starts resisting arrest. The cops are kind of lamely trying to put cuffs on him. You can tell they either A, don't know what they're doing, and or B, they're worried about hurting him, because God knows if he ends up hurting his pinky finger, they're all going to go to state prison forever. So there's that. The illegals, as the cops are trying to get this guy down, they're not scared. They're not backing away. They're not shrinking into a corner. They're not sitting there saying, oh my gosh, the NYPD, what are they going to do to us? I hope they don't arrest me. They're not shrinking away at all. In fact, they're getting angry. They're getting loud. They're throwing things at the NYPD. You watch the video enough times, you watch the video from the right perspective, and you will notice that the authority in that building does not belong to the men and women with badges. Let's discuss what this means for America. Let's discuss what this means for the future of American cities. Let's talk about why we're here, how we got here. Before we do that, let's talk about something more important. Fred. No, I'm kidding. Let's talk about our dogs for a minute. Seriously. We've always given our dogs dog food. Of course, what else would you give your dog, right? And look, we weren't made of money, but what the best dog food we could afford for our dogs, that's what we always got them. We always thought, well, no, we're giving our dog better dog food. Look, you can give him great dog food or not great dog food. It really, frankly, doesn't matter. If it's brown, it's dead. It doesn't matter what special blend you're giving Muffy. He never gets nutrition. American dogs die years before dogs in places like Europe because we don't give our dogs food with nutrients in them. Our dogs will live their entire lives without vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. That's why you need to pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. An all-natural nutritional supplement with all the nutrition your dog needs, you will have your dog years longer. Does that sound good? A healthier dog, more energetic, better breath, better coat, fewer problems. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're talking about our country, at least portions of it, being taken over by the criminals. And we're going back to a video that I'm about to describe in a little bit more detail out of New York City. So the cops walk into this illegal immigrant shelter. They try to arrest one. The illegals start to get angry. They start throwing things at the cops. But that's actually not even the most pathetic part of it. One of the cops is this chunky looking woman, and she has the baton and she's holding it in her hand as if it's some kind of makeup brush. And she's barely, with her limp wrist, kind of half waving it around. You have two or three cops trying to handcuff one dude, and they can't seem to get it done. It's one skinny little dude. They can't seem to get this guy submitted and put cuffs on him. Now, what's going on there? Let's focus on that. We'll focus on that part before we get to the illegal part. What's happening there? I've warned about this endlessly. Cops in New York have warned about this endlessly, and now the day is here. The day is here. What day is that? Well, you have demonized the cops in New York City, in America's cities. We can just make it about all of them over and over and over again. You've not only demonized the cops, you've called them all racists, and you've told them two things. You've told them, A, when they arrest bad guys, the bad guys will not stay in prison because the Soros DAs will turn the bad guys loose, so the cop just did all that work, risked his life for nothing. And B, you've told them over and over and over again, repeatedly, that if even a hair on a piece of trash criminal's head gets hurt when they arrest him, the criminal will probably get a payout of millions from the city and the cop will go to state prison. Now, what has been the result of that? The result of that is the NYPD has unloaded its great cops. Not all of them, not at all yet, but it is unloading great cops at a level you cannot imagine. The stories I hear from my friends on the force are shocking. They are lined up waiting to retire. Jesse, I've got a year left. Jesse, I've got 2 years left. Jesse, I've got 11 months left. I'm counting the day. Jesse, all the good cops are leaving. The good cops are gone. They're leaving. They're going to Florida. They're going to Texas. They're retiring. They're signing out. They are leaving. Except the NYPD is not going to be empty now, is it? So what's happening? Well, here's a little interview I did. This is with Sean Larkin. This is 3 years ago. I told you I've been talking about this for years. What's happening? Listen to what Sean Larkin says about the acceptance numbers in the NYPD.
A concern I've had, and please tell me if I'm wrong on this, is that who you're going to lose are the best officers, the smart, talented people, because smart, talented people have options. They don't have to get dragged through the mud every day, and you're going to be stuck with a bunch of big city police departments that are full of turds, either inexperienced rookies or losers who can't do anything else, and then you are going to have a corrupt, bad police department because all the talent left.
It's happening across the country, you know, whereas at one time you're taking that top 5% of applicants are going to be the guys that get into a police academy just to fill vacancies now. It's dropping down in that 30 and 40%. And so
40%. Everyone gets in. So now you've unloaded the good cops. You've told the good cops their work means nothing, their bravery means nothing. So they're either not going to risk it, understandably, or they're going to retire. And now the NYPD is full of a bunch of diversity hire nerds who can't swing a baton, can't put the handcuffs on a single illegal, and frankly, don't want to, because if they hurt him, they'll be in trouble. And you have openly encouraged the barbarian hordes from around the world to flood into your city. Headline, inside Mayor Adams' migrant debit card boondoggle, no bid bank gets $50 million. Border crossers get up to $10,000 each. That's from the New York Post. You've not only neutered the NYPD, disheartened the NYPD, and this is a preview for all American cities, by the way. You've not only neutered the NYPD, you've not only disheartened the NYPD, you've heartened, and I don't know if that's a word, you've heartened the illegal alien hordes. You've heartened the barbarian hordes. The barbarians get into town. They know if they commit a crime, they'll be let out of jail. They know they're going to get a $10,000 debit card. And they know they're in charge. They know they're in charge. And still, people don't seem to get it. This is a montage. It's not from New York. This is from Boston. But Boston's doing the same thing too, paying illegals $64 a day just to eat and things like that. Listen to this. Listen to how little people understand. This guy, he just does not get it.
It's okay to help, but I don't think that's the place to do it, because kids and family go and enjoy.
As a community, voicing our opinion and our concerns for the youth center and the elderly programs going down there, and it just seemed like our voices weren't heard.
Seems like our voices weren't heard. You don't understand, do you? You don't get it. Your voices were heard. They were heard loud and clear. No, not with the interviews you give to the local news. Your voice was heard every time you went out and voted Democrat. Eric Adams had a primary, Eric Adams had a Republican opponent in the last election, Curtis Sliwa. Curtis Sliwa, you may not know him, but he's been deeply involved in serving New York forever. Curtis Sliwa lost his election 67 to 27 handily. You told them what you want. Your voice was heard. They heard you loud and clear. You're a sucker who votes Democrat every time, and they heard you, and now you get what you get. And we'll continue along this line. I'll wrap this up because I have a bunch of other stuff I want to get to. Now, maybe you're a dude who has trouble handcuffing a suspect when you and three other cops are there. If that's you, if it's you and three buddies, and you can't seem to get the cuffs on one individual, it's not the end of the world. It just means you need to grab a male vitality stack from Chalk. You see, cops, like anyone else, can and do suffer from low T levels. Estrogens are in the water. It's everywhere. It's in our plastics. It's in everything. Raise your T levels by 20% in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Being able to do that naturally is the greatest gift in the world. Nature has everything we need, and Chalk has everything from nature right there ready to go. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, because there's a huge February only discount on subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse is how you get it. Go now.
You're
listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, talking about the future and how kind of ugly it is in cities and what it looks like in the cities and why this is taking place in the cities. And let's understand why. First, obviously, the federal government, Joe Biden got elected and the communists opened up the border on purpose. You know that already. You're not stupid. You get it. It's not an accident. It's not a whoopsie. They're not progressive either. They're not just being nice. They're flooding the country with illegals on purpose. The illegals are now flooding into the cities. As they get to the cities, they're finding out that the power structure of the city is on their side. They're being paid to be there. They're being given free meals. When they commit crimes, they're being let out of prison. And they're finding that the, quote, authorities in the city, I'm talking about like the NYPD, don't have either the authority and or the ability, even if they did have the authority, to stop them. The criminals in America's cities, and this is not just New York, so don't just feel bad about that. This is Oakland, it's Chicago, it's so many places. The criminals are looking around right now and they're starting to figure out they're in charge. Now, we talked in the very beginning about the cartels and what that means. It's hard to fathom in America where that's the case. It's so hard to fathom that people have convinced themselves that this ship is about to right, that things are about to turn around. Well, things are not going to turn around. And let me tell you why they're not going to turn around. Chris, get that clip ready. Things are not going to turn around because the American voter still has not owned his own decision making. As I have said time and time again, you may think the urban Democrat and the GOP primary voter don't have anything in common, but you would be wrong. They each have one very big thing in common. The urban Democrat and the GOP primary voter both get exactly what they deserve. They do. They get exactly what they deserve. Eric Adams went on TV, New York Mayor Eric Adams, and some woman starts questioning him. Why aren't you doing more for our community?
This is a pitch and hold. This is a sign to this mayor. Right now, your people are looking at you. You have an obligation to your own black community to make sure we have our needs met. Every other demographic takes care of their communities. Mm-hmm. Chinese, Italian, Jewish. When it comes to communities of color, specifically black, it seems as though they get paralyzed. Like, you have to speak to the narrative. We put you in position to help us. This will definitely affect any elections going forward.
Real quickly, Tiffany.
Let's pause there for a moment. The last part's the best part. We put you in position. Now, I wonder if she understands what she said there. I wonder if she gets it. You heard what she said. We expected you because you're black. We voted for you because you're black. It's essentially what she said. And we expected you to do handouts to the black community. That's what we expected. So she went out and voted for Eric Adams because of the color of her skin, because of the color of his skin, because they shared a skin color. And now the poor black parts of New York are overrun with illegals. And she's placing the blame with someone else. Don't tell me it's going to affect elections going forward. Show me. I have seen zero evidence that the urban Democrat or the GOP primary voter is going to own their mistakes and start doing things differently. What's that old saying? What is that? Albert Einstein or somebody? I don't know. I went to community college. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You did this. You voted for it. This is what you want. And you will go out and vote for it again next time and again next time and again next time over and over and over again. Where's the black guy? I got to vote for the black guy. This is why I have warned you over and over again, whether you're white, black, Mexican, Asian, I don't care what it is. Skin color activism is always going to make you stupid, no matter what, without fail. It will make you stupid, and you will be stupid, and you will do stupid things, because the second you apply value to the color of your skin, the second you apply value to something that in and of itself has no value, you will be an idiot. Black people do this all the time. White people do this all the time. People do this all the time. I'm going to vote for this because he's white. I'm going to vote for this because he's black. You're a freaking idiot. You're a moron, and I'm tired of the excuses all around. Skin color activism is stupid. Doing what you've done over and over and over and over again is stupid, and I am fresh out of sympathy for all of you until you show me you care. Now, this doesn't apply to you, obviously. I don't think she's listening to the show. I understand that you vote differently than that. I get that. But I'm tired of it. You look around, and everything around you is burning, and you continue to do what you've always done. What you've always done. And I want to clarify something, because whenever I start ripping on Eric Adams, I will get people, and the same thing happens when I rip on Joe Biden, you should know. I will get people, not ripping on me, not criticizing, but they'll say, hey, Jesse, it seems like he's not in charge, or he just doesn't know what he's doing. Well, that's kind of true. He's a Democrat. I've tried to explain to my older Democrat listeners, to the, quote, moderate Democrat listeners, there is no such thing as a moderate Democrat now. There was. Even if you think you are one, you are not. If you vote Democrat now, you are voting for an open border and illegal barbarian hordes destroying your cities. If you vote Democrat now, you are voting for this.
I feel that my freedom has been taken away from me. I have been waiting since second grade for swimming during school at Festa, only now to find out I am sharing a locker room with a trans female who may still have a penis. I do not feel comfortable being exposed to that, and I no longer feel safe.
Jesse, I don't vote for that. I'm a JFK Democrat. I know you don't understand. I know that you personally may not like that. That is the official platform of the Democrat Party, from the federal government to the state to the city. Every Democrat in America, whether they like it or not, supports this and is forced to go along with it. You want open borders? Vote Democrat. That's what you get. You want a bunch of trannies? You want some dude waving his penis in your daughter's face in school? Vote Democrat. That's what you're voting for. And you know this is me. This is not me sitting here as some ringing endorsement for Republicans. Republicans suck. Bunch of weak, useless idiots that don't stand for anything. I'm not sitting here pitching for Republicans. You vote Democrat, then you deserve this. It's got to stop. And if it doesn't, our cities, as unbelievable as this is, they will be run by criminals. Chris, write this one down. This is a long prediction. Write this one down. You will see a major American city in the coming years. Maybe it's New York, maybe it's not. I don't know. You will see a major American city, the authorities in that city, sitting down publicly with one of the criminal leaders of the in that city. Gang leader, mob leader, whatever, however you want to classify it, you will see them slowly but surely become part of the government system. And if you're a Democrat, you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Let's move on. We have other stuff to talk about. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I am shocked the NYPD was unable to bring that illegal into, you know, compliance. They have a dance team. Did you not see the video of the NYPD dance team? And the dancing appears to be as bad as the police work. Good thing we got rid of so many of those great cops. Do you have any idea how many great cops the NYPD has produced, and they're sick of it and they're done? They're retiring. They're not doing their job. And now you have a big clown show, and you're going to have a city that's run by criminals. Mark my words. I'm telling you, they will slowly but surely integrate the criminals into part of the city's government. It has happened many times before. It is going to happen. Chris, that is going to be my ultimate long prediction. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, it's horrible, but still. All right. Now, let's talk really quickly about what happened last night. So my wife and my oldest son had a thing that they had to go do for school and all kinds of crap last night. So when I got off the air, it was just me and my youngest boy, Luke. It was just me and Luke. And so I texted him. I said, "Hey, you want to go out to dinner?" And he said, "Yeah, let's go." I said, "Where you want to go?" He said, "Red Lobster," because he's a daggone Kelly. My heart has never swelled up with pride so much. He said, "Can we go to Red Lobster?" I said, "Yeah, buddy, let's go to Red Lobster." And I got this email today. "Jesse, did I just hear 2024 Lobster Fest contest at Red Lobster starts today?" Yes, that's true. That's true, it did. And will I be at Red Lobster again today, 2 days in a row? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. But setting that aside, I do have a little story from Red Lobster. So we get there, and I realize it's not for everybody. You know, not everyone is high end. But we get there, and the waiter, he's not the best, and certainly doesn't want to be there. And at first, he brings us Cheddar Bay biscuits, and we say, "Well, those are great." And he says, "Good, I'm glad you like them. I'm sick of them. I'm burnt out on them." Okay. All right. That's not exactly the norm. You say, all right, that's fine. And we sit and we eat our Red Lobster, and we enjoy ourselves. It was still delicious. And then it comes time to pay. And it just, man, it really hit me about where we're at. Where we're at as a country. It comes time to pay. And he comes over, and we had gotten raspberry lemonades. I don't know if you know this, but Red Lobster has the best raspberry lemonade in the world. And he sets the thing down, and he says, "I only charged you for one raspberry lemonade." And I said, "Well, that you could charge me for two. That's fine. It's fine. I don't want to cheat a restaurant out of money or anything like that." "No, man. I've worked like 12 days in a row here. This is a big corporation trying to bring them down from the inside." The waiter offered that opinion to my son and I, unprompted, and then proceeded to show us the Hunter S. Thompson doing drugs tattoo he had on his forearm. It was not a great preview. It was not a great preview of the future around here. Nevertheless, we march on. All right, let's talk about something. We've been talking a lot about how Democrats are insane now, about how they've turned communist. But I want everyone to understand why, whenever they speak, it sounds like they're not talking to you at all, right? It doesn't. It sounds like they're talking to a totally different species. And it's because they are. I want you to listen to this. This is a little clip from The View. Sarah Haynes gets upset because someone's defending the life of the unborn. But as you listen to this and as you weep or scream or whatever the case may be, always remember, they're done. They wrote you off a long time ago. A normal American with values, maybe family-oriented, gun owner, goes to church, whatever. Don't even have to talk politics. Normal Americans have been long since discarded and written off by the Democrat Party. They now message to pretty much one entity and one entity only, and that is the liberal white woman. The liberal white woman is the beating heart of the Democrat Party. That person you know in your life, the liberal Aunt Peggy you have on 19 antidepressants. She had 12 abortions. Her eyes are always bugging out of her skull. She's always rage posting on Facebook in between deleting her accounts. She looks insane to you because she is insane, but she is the beating heart of the Democrats. So as you listen to this insane exchange, just know they're not talking to you and they're not even trying to.
Well, but it's one
but
thing.
If you put that little embryo out into the world, it's not viable on any level. So I'm not criticizing your personal beliefs because I do believe people believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe this is a stretch to call this a minor because we talk about the viability of an actual baby.
You mean a baby?
No.
No, a minor.
They're calling it a minor. We're calling it a full-blown minor, not an embryo, not a fetus, not.
Well, it's an unborn child.
That's where I differ because the whole miracle of life and religious argument for the very brilliance of science just doesn't go together. This was not, yes, embryos, yes, fertilization, all this stuff can happen naturally. It doesn't here. This great gratitude goes to the scientists and the doctors who were.
Okay, I've got to cut her off. I'm sorry. We're live here, and when you do a live show, sometimes things pop up. Buckle up for this one. Hang on a second.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
We have a bit of breaking news on the show. Jewish producer Chris just informed me the Choco Tacos are actually coming back. They had been discontinued. For anybody who's never had one, you should understand that this is what peak dessert looks like, Choco Taco. So I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt the view or political talking points. I just wanted everyone to know, everyone who's had a hole inside of them since the Choco Tacos have gone away, now you can fill that hole again. All right. Now, by the way, last night we were talking about there was a word for when a society becomes led by its dumbest people, you know, like Dome, Biden, all these things. This lady wrote in. She didn't say I could use her name, so I won't. She said the word is cacistocracy, and she said I can take credit for that word, which of course I will. By the way, I went home and I figured it out. The word is cacistocracy. That's what we live in now. Our dumbest, least capable people lead the country. Anyway, sleep on that. I mean, it may be difficult to sleep knowing that the dumbest people lead the country. And if it is difficult for you to sleep because the dumbest people lead the country, that's because you don't have your flannel sheets yet from MyPillow. Why don't you have your flannel sheets yet? It's a totally different thing. You know the best part about the flannel sheets? They're 50% off right now. The best part about the flannel sheets is, you know when you slip into your sheets at night initially and they're a little cold and it's uncomfortable? Until your body can warm up the sheets are cold. It's not that way with the flannel sheets. It's not that they're already warmed up, but they're already ready to be warmed up. And you don't get that, that little thing you do. Don't lie. I know you do it when you slip into your flannel sheets. Get a MyPillow 2.0, also 50% off. Towel sets, $29.98. Free shipping right now, even on things like mattresses. You have any idea what shipping costs normally on a mattress? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.